Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 51. Today is Saturday, January 21, 2017, or in my land, Sunday, January 22, because I outrank Stone, and there's more Aussies on the show today, so yay. just shake your head, that's okay. Anyway, I'm your host Leader, and Stone's over there doing stuff, getting stuff sorted for the contest. There he is. He's busy. Is it coding, programming, what are you doing? Downloading,
watching,
exporting. Watching. Okay. I'm not gonna say anything. Alrighty, but we've got another Aussie with me today, and it's Cinder from Battle Tagged and Reigns of Azeroth. So hey Cinder.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
Thank you for coming to have a chat with us.
Of course. I'm so excited.
We are thrilled to have you on, which is good. And as I said, look, the Aussies outrank the Stone, basically. So, yay!
Which means it's Sunday. Welcome to Sunday, everybody. The future is bright.
A bit warm. We just lost like 5 hours. I don't know where it went to. Jeez. That was quick.
Exactly. It's gone, yes. But everyone can just think, well, you're not quite there yet, so it's all good. But we're into our Sunday morning for us, which is nice. So we've got the rest of the day that we can do stuff, which is always exciting. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a chat with Cinder. So Cinder, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character?
I'm Cinder. I live in Melbourne in Australia with my partner Thor. I don't have much else to say other than that because my job just ended and I'm looking for a new one. So that's about it. Yeah. I play WoW too much. I do lots of podcasting and I blog and stuff, and I just like to have fun with things. So.
Exactly.
Wasn't there a position opening up with Blizzard? Ends that or no? No, you know what? Or was it something? No, that was from before. I'm sorry, I'm getting it confused.
Oh, my heart skipped a beat. I'm like, yes,
because I was thinking, you could go and apply for that.
What?
Yeah.
There had been one for the longest time, and it was just a fraction out of my reach. Like it was just that little bit higher than what my skill set's at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I could try anyway. And I'm like, no, that would just be the most heartbreaking thing—a rejection letter from Blizzard.
Oh
yeah. But yeah, so it's all good. It's all good.
Why wouldn't they want you? Because you're awesome. And I mean, I'd totally hire.
Thanks.
When come back to Queensland, we'll find your job.
You know, it's always a possibility. Many doors are open now.
Oh, coffee dates for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, you did mention, of course, and I completely forgot about the blog. Oh my gosh, mental brain. You've got too
many things. You know this. There's too many things.
You do many things, which is awesome. So Battle Tagged, and of course, Reigns of Azeroth. So Battle Tagged, you do. Tell us a little bit about Battle Tagged and Reigns, because maybe some guys don't know about the podcast. Just tell us, what do you do with both of those?
So Battle Tagged, I started we all started it with Claw and Neuro, and we just have a chat. It's about pretty much all of the Blizzard games, but none of us play StarCraft, so we don't really talk about that very much. And to be perfectly honest, we're all completely obsessed with WoW. So it is very heavily WoW-based, mm-hmm. but we do have a chat about Overwatch and all of the other ones and stuff as well. So we kind of cover all the news on that, and then we'll have like a topic of the week to discuss. So whether it's just something new that's happening or if somebody's got a question for us to answer for the week, we'll do that. So it's very casual. Like, yeah. Our show notes, I try and make them organized, but it just really turns into, like, some topics we've had, the notes would be like, let's just wing it and talk about this stuff, and yeah, that'd be about it, and we just see how we go, and then somehow, like, 2 hours have passed and we really did wing it. So so that's Battletech. It's really casual, it's really fun, so it's really good. Reigns of Azeroth was started with Spaz Wesson. He asked me to be a co-host with him, and it started out as a show all about mount collecting, and we did all the mounts and we still wanted to keep doing the podcast, so we're kind of branching out a bit and we do achievements and all sorts of the collecting side of things in the game.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We are extremely grateful to Wowhead for that show, because there's so much information on there that makes our lives so much easier for that.
I know. That's Wowhead certainly is an awesome resource. We thoroughly utilize it ourselves, which is great. So, and then of course you've got your blog, which you like to, you know, write thought,
I just
all sorts of things. Yeah. Ramble. Collective thoughts. All of that, which is good. So, you've been doing a challenge with Z, a lot of fun. Me reading that, it's always good.
I'm glad. Yeah, we just have a weekly challenge to get people to write about it or talk about it, whatever they want to do, and just collect them all in one place. Yeah, it's good fun. It makes me think. All this thinking, makes me think. Yeah. It's great.
And I'm excited to see when we get to the end of the year how you guys have gone with your bucket list.
Oh, I know.
So excited for that. It's always good to go back and, so awesome.
It is. That was Z's idea. She's like, let's go back and see how we did. I'm like, I'm going to be held accountable. Damn. Oh, sorry. Exactly. Can I say that? I'm so sorry.
Accountability is awesome. Nice. All right. So tell us, how long have you been playing WoW? That's the first thing I want to know. And then we want to know, when did you first try to do a challenge?
Okay. So I first started playing WoW in about early 2012 when my partner Thor moved in with me, and I was paying him out about getting new pants in raiding. If you listen to Behind the Avatar with Lita, I talked about it there a lot. played since then, right before Dragon Soul came out. So the first time I heard about the Iron Man challenge was really early on during my leveling process, like when I very first started, and I kept dying a lot because I was a mage and just not good at the game at all. And Thor made this comment that he's like, you know, you'd never make it as an Iron Man character at this rate that you're dying. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, it's this challenge where, like, you're not allowed to die and all of this other stuff. And I'm like, well, you're just making that up. That's not possible. Nobody can do that. And just kind of, you know, ignored it. And then I started, years later, I started seeing Stone's tweets about the challenge coming back up. And I was like, it was during Warlords of Draenor, April 2015. Thank goodness I blog so that I have dates. and I was just a little bit over leveling alts at that point in time, and I needed a bit of a break. So I thought, hey, here's this really silly thing that I'm going to regret doing because I'm going to be so bad at it and I'm going to get so upset. That's when I started. I made myself a Night Elf Hunter, and she died at level 29.
Oh, still? 29 for your first attempt.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Not awesome. Terrible. Yeah. I wanted to do that. It's okay.
No, not terrible at all. That is, you know, there's a lot of people. I don't know, Stone, do we have stats on what levels that people end up dying at, or we don't keep stats on that yet?
I could find it.
It'd be interesting to know, but
I just don't. There's a graph. I don't like. I don't know if you could access it with a graph. I just quickly checking it.
But still, 29 is pretty impressive for your first ever go. So,
well, I feel a bit better now. So,
yeah, no, very well done. All right. So, currently, and I know that you're busy with raiding, yeah. and you're very much into raiding, and yeah. a lot of your focus is on that, which is understandable. Nightholds just come out, and all of those kind of things. But what, you know, did you end up rolling a new tune? Is there a Oh, excellent. And what did you make? Another Night Elf Hunter, or did you try something different?
I tried a Draenei Hunter instead. So I started again like a week later, and I spent a lot of time. I did the Draenei one because I'm like, there's that whole opening bit that is just like this self-contained island of stuff. So I thought that would be, and be nice to, you know, do a different starting zone. And I like the security of having the pet with me. So I got her through the whole Draenei starting area and got her to level 20 and then didn't touch her again for a very long time because things got busy again.
Because wildlife got busy, which is understandable.
It did, yeah. So I don't know when, at some point in time, I did pick her up again because every now and again, I'll just go say hi to her. Like, I'll just see her, I'll see her sitting there, and I'm like, don't worry, honey, I'm coming back to you. So anyway, now she's at 34. So I played her a little bit last week in preparation.
Done. And she's at 34. Excellent. Yep. Very awesome. Nice. So, sorry.
I said awesome.
It is awesome. Very nice. Now, is there something else with the challenges that you would think about trying, like the bloodthirsty or the pacifist or even giving the tin challenge a go?
Okay, that one that you guys have decided, the Tin Man challenge, that looks really great. And I think if this poor girl dies a terrible death, which I'm sure that she will, I think that's probably what I'd try doing next because I don't have as much time to work on things, to work on this. So this would be, I think it would be really good because I'm a little bit more casual about it. I'd like to try a class that has some built-in heals into it. Although being able to choose a spec for Hunter now has given me some extra heals, so that's nice. But I wouldn't mind trying a druid just for funsies. And or a paladin, except I'm not really great with melee, so I don't know. Let's see how I go. Something with some heals.
And do you think that you'd stick with, you know, going with alliance tunes for it, or you might jump to horde?
I'm alliance at heart. The reason I initially made my Iron Tune alliance was because I was playing Horde at the time and I just really needed to see some friendly faces. And I think I'm still a little bit not on good terms with Horde at the moment, so she'd probably stay alliance, to be honest. I'm really sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We do understand. I'm the opposite. I, of course, prefer my horde. However, there is definitely things said for going Night Elf, which has been proven with the challenges. So I do understand that. Yeah. What do you think for you has been your fondest challenge memory, whether it was, you know, that first tune or currently? Is there something that really sticks out for you with your doing your Iron Tunes?
Oh, it's always those cliches where you go, oh my God, I'm about to die. Well, that's what it is for me anyway. I can't remember where I was, but I was running around doing my thing, and I just ran legit right into a stealth rare mob, and it started hitting me, and I'm like, what's hitting me? Oh my God, I'm gonna die. This is terrible. And I, you know, pooped myself and ran away and made my pet do things, and I don't know how I survived, but I did. And it was great. And then I got loot that I couldn't use because it was all green or blue or something. And so I'm like, thanks for that. Sold it for gold.
Vendor it for gold. Yeah, exactly. Nice. All right. Now, when you look at your challenge tunes, as opposed to obviously you've got a few alts. Let's just, can I say that? A few?
Just a couple? Just a couple.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So do you try and run your iron similar with what you would do with your normal tunes, like in zones for leveling and the quests that you're going to do? I mean, you'd mentioned you started with the Night Elf and then you swapped to the Draenei, you know, for the second one because you wanted that bit of a change. Mm. But is that a specific, you stick with the zones that you really know well, or you might, you know, try and explore different zones as you're leveling through?
So because I've only done it twice, I haven't, like, my mantra is just go really, really, really slow, like really slow. So because I learnt my lesson from killing my first one in Ashenvale, I knew where not to go. So I went back there deliberately because I knew where was safe and where was absolutely definitely not safe. And I think that's probably what I'll do. It's very different to like leveling an alt and whatnot, because you just kind of go, yep, five quests done in this zone. I'm out. I don't need to be here anymore. I'm going to go off to the next one. Whereas I'm like, you know what? This is a great way to get Lore Master a second time. I'm going. Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm just going incredibly slowly. And I think that I will spend more time in places that I have done before and that I know a bit better, so that I don't make silly mistakes again. Yeah.
And you know what? That's probably the big point, I think. I think Stone and I can definitely attest to the, you know, we all make the silly mistakes, and on a challenge tune, you end up paying with either its life or flagging it or doing something that you don't think about on a normal tune. You don't. You're just like, yeah, okay, die, pick yourself back up, get res, you know, heal up, off you go. But
I'll see like three or four mobs in front of me, and normally I'd be like, oh, look, I could just run through that. And I'm like, no, you're going to kill every single one of those guys before you take another step forward. So it's a different thought process, but that's okay.
Exactly. So, all right. So we were talking about the deaths. So there's a little problem. So I fixed it. And what level were you? 23 when you died?
The first time I died was 29.
Oh, 29? So 93 people have died at that level. So the highest number of people would be level 14, it looks like, or 15, and then it goes down. Where? So
okay.
You're definitely on the lower, like I've thrown this up on the screen too, but it's
so the most deaths happen around has been 14 about or 15. 15.
Yeah,
which is interesting. So,
and then a bunch at 55 down. Oh, that's Death Knights at 55. That's right.
I was just gonna ask, is that Death Knights?
Okay, yep. And then you're looking at, so it drops down at 29 from 20 at level 28 to 29 is quite different, and then it jumps back up for 30, 31, 32. Like, you know, in the amount of deaths. So that's really quite interesting.
That's really cool.
That's, you know, because you can say, well, you've made it to 29, which is, it's not within the scope of the top 10 levels of dying. Like, you've made it past.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So from 10 to 20 is, or 10 to even say 25, 26, 28 is the biggest amount of deaths that people seem to do. So anything from there is quite, that's interesting. Thanks,
Don. That's cool. Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Now, we have mentioned that you have died on your tune. Do you think
thanks for rubbing it in. Jeez.
No, it was hilarious though. Like at the time, when it happened, I mean I laughed afterwards. I was screaming. Like I was absolutely screaming because I was being chased down. And I'm just like, no. And it was pretty tragic. But nothing as terrible as getting it at a high level. It was just more, how could you die to something so stupid?
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is, you really do remember that first death. Mm-hmm. Stone, do you remember your very first death? on your eye?
It wasn't. I didn't actually die. It was actually I used a health potion, and I was like, oh yeah, I can use it. And then I realized, wait a second, no, I can't. And I had already. So I used it at like level 19 or something, and then I leveled up to like 28, 29, and then I realized, wait a second, I'm not allowed to use the health potion. And then I go and check on the site, and I'm like, yeah, I flagged myself, dummy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I fell off hilts, Brad.
Nice.
Oh no.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, but I was playing my undead warlock. That was the first one I made. So she was 36. So that wasn't too bad. But yeah, you know the fingers up at Hillsbrad, where of course they've changed it all. But you know, they've got the silly quest with all the alliance stuff on top, you know. The gaze and those ones, one of those. I was backing up. I'm like watching these mobs backed up and went, yeah, dead. And I just looked at my screen and I didn't know if I was laughing or crying. I will never forget that because it's just typical me falling off something. But then to have done it on the iron was like, yep, couldn't have ended any more perfectly. So, yeah. All right. Well, Cinder, what advice would you give anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? Have you got any, you know, tips or tricks?
Do it. Just do it. Because it actually is really fun. Like when I was doing it last weekend, just in preparation, I'm like, oh, I better play my iron tune at least for 5 minutes. And I found like a few hours are going by because I just really enjoy the slowness of it. Like, because like I said before, I'm very, very slow because I don't want to die to something silly again. And so I just take my time. And there's something really peaceful about that compared to what I'm doing to be raid ready. So it was just a really nice thing to be doing. All the other usual tricks, like tips that you guys say, though, like, you know, make sure that you're actually awake. Don't do this while you're sleepy. pay attention. and just most of all, to have fun because, yeah, it's supposed to be a challenge, but it's a game. So don't, you know, feel bad. And if you don't make it, just have fun with it. Because, yeah, I love it. I really do love it. It's one of those things that I wish I did have more time for because I really would like to get one to max level. It'd be an awesome achievement. Oh. I'm so impressed with people who have done it.
I know, right? It's amazing. Yeah, these people are amazing. And we've got quite a few of them in our chat room, which is awesome. There are so many amazing people.
You really are.
They are. They're just machines. Some of them are just machines. It's amazing to see. So thank you. Thank you for having a little chat with us about you and playing the game and playing the challenges. And we wish you all the very best with your Draenei, which is very exciting. And I can't wait to see, you know, when you've got time, because I know that you're super busy with raiding. And how many nights are you raiding now?
Three that are compulsory, but we always end up doing four.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we should just go do this. We should just do a run of something or other on the Saturday night. And we're like, yeah, okay. And we just, it just turns out to be a bit more. So it's okay. It's good fun.
Awesome. Well, good luck with raiding as well. So thank you. Yes. All right. Well, we're going to actually jump into the host chat now. So to start us off, Cinder can start us off and tell us what have you been doing other than we know you've been playing your iron tune, which is awesome. So what else have you been up to?
Well, 7.1.5 came out, class changes and all of that. So just been trying to adjust to those. I was really lucky and got myself another legendary during the week on
Nice.
Yeah, so excited. It's one of the new trinkets. It's the healer one, and I got it. And I just went, oh my god, this is amazing. I'm so excited. So I'm trying to adjust. So it's a lot about, you know, relearning a bit of my rotation and stuff. But it's all preparation for Nighthold coming out.
Yep.
And we went into that on Wednesday, and we just cleared it all on normal, and starting on the heroics now. So I think we've got three. We've only got three heroics down. Hopefully we'll get a few more. We've had a few guild dramas and stuff, so we've got a new team happening now and just getting used to each other and just trying to have a really good time with what we're doing. So
we went into normal Nighthold on the first day, and we were actually kind of surprised at how easy some of the first few bosses were.
Like
we knew how it was kind of meant to work, but we're like, really? That's it? It's done? And then we went up against Spellblade Oriole or whatever. Oh my goodness. Point. Yeah.
Yeah, we did exactly the same thing. Like, we'd looked at a whole bunch of things, but there was a lot of stuff where we're like, oh, we don't know, like, in full detail, let's just wing it and see what happens. Spellblade was just, like, all of us healers, we were overhealing it because we just had too many at the time, but we're like, it's only normal, it's just to get a feel. And we were just like, what is happening? We're having to heal so much. What are we doing wrong? This is a disaster. That's how I was feeling. I'm sure the others were all like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah,
the
we're fine.
Around me is on fire. So it was awesome. It was really good. I think I spent a lot of my time running around taking screenshots because, oh my God, is it so beautiful in there.
It
really is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Aww, cool. Lovely. That sounds like good fun. You're obviously happy with what they've given with the raid then.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of really interesting fights in there. Like a lot of them that I'm really looking forward to doing on Mythic, because I'm like, this is gonna be so hard, I can't wait.
Oh jeez.
Awesome.
Awesome. All righty. Well, and anything else exciting for the week?
I did a little bit of the Scarab, Dave the Scarab stuff last night, but there wasn't a lot of people around to do it, and Horde are winning, which made me really sad.
Quite a bit, can I say?
Yes. Yeah, we're all like, how is this possible? What is going on? So I went in and did the raids, the raid in the dungeon and stuff, and picked myself up a bunch of new transmog, which was awesome. So it wasn't a complete loss. I'm like, oh, I might as well do some things while I'm here. But that's about it.
Awesome. All righty. Well, thank you for that. Stone, what have you been up to this week?
Trying to do something here, and it didn't work the way that I thought it was going to do it. So, sorry, it didn't work the way that I thought it was going to. Hold on, let me try something else. Let me try. I just want to show people, and they'll know my pain. So I played Diablo 3. I know it's not WoW, but I've done an Iron Man list of rules for D3.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to play it. And it was a night where I had about 2 hours sleep. It was actually the night that we recorded our show on Thursday morning for me and Thursday night for you, where I only slept for 2 hours and then I couldn't sleep anymore, and that was at 1 a.m. And I was like, okay, well, let's give this a go. And this is what happened. And we'll just pop that up on the screen. And there's a big black box there because this is how XSplit works. And then I have to click a button. And then now I have the picture, and now I can make it big. You have died. Now
you have died.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, I played a hard core tune, and so once you die, like, you cannot log back in on that character, and that's it. So I was like, well, let's take a screenshot of this because
that's it.
So yeah, I was level.
So what 20. Happens? Do they automatically delete the character?
I deleted the character. So I think they keep it until I think they just keep it until
locks. You can't
log back into it. No. So, and it was funny cause on this tune, I was fighting these blue mobs, and those are really, not really tough. They're kind of tougher. And there's like five of them though. And I'm like, I'm just this dude with like white gear. Like, come on. And so basically, I don't know if you know, but you can run into a zone, hit, and run back out. And hopefully you'd be able to make it back out. And the mob's health does not reset. So you can keep trying to jump back in and out and, you know, and take a breather and get your health back up and all that. So I had done this about four or five times on these tunes for this mob. Oh, that's not going to help. That's my voice meter. Just so that you guys know, that's my voice meter on the screen. That's how I control the sound. Cool. Doing it live, folks. All right. Cool. So basically, I did it about four or five times, and then for some reason, they had gotten around me, so I couldn't actually leave. Like, they blocked me from where I could go, and I died. Yeah. And I'm like, you... And I had been playing...
What class did you play?
Pally. Or a Crusader, sorry, or something
the
like
Crusader,
that.
The Crusader, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was thinking, well, maybe that wasn't the best thing, but it was just a random thing. I was just like, okay, let's just go and give it a go and see how it feels. And let's make up some rules and see if the rules work. And I think at first I said you're not allowed to use the healing potion, so I actually unbound the key for it. And as it went along, because you don't get any health that comes back, you kind of do need the health little pot, right? So, you know, so I had to tweak rules a little bit. But I don't see how I would be able to get up to max. I mean, I'm sure that you could do it, but there have been a few folks that have asked if I'm going to track it. I would like to. I have to look at the D3 API, see if I can get the correct information, because if I can't tell if you've been putting on blue gear and then swap it off, then I don't know. Then it's easy to cheat it. And I mean, we could go by honor and all that, but I'd rather have a little bit more secure than having it completely based on your word. For the most part, everybody will be good, but there's always going to be one person, right? So, but anyway, so that was that. And then, what else happened? So then the contest characters.
Tell me about your contest routes. Go on.
So I leveled up my first one. I think we talked about it last week, where I died in Enethil Harbor in the keep doing something dumb. And that tune was level 23. And I think I got my tune back up to 19 pretty quickly. No, I think I got it to 24 and you were still level 19. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch when you play. Because if you start to creep up, then I'm going to need to play because I don't want to do anything dumb. So I was at 24, you were at 19, and then you went to like 22. No, I was at 23 and you were at 19 and then you went up to like 21 or 22 and then you went up to 24 and I'm like, oh, you were beating me for about an hour. And I was like, I'm not having any of this stuff. There's no way. So I was waiting for people to actually take screenshots of me being below you. And thankfully that didn't happen. And I was able to, I leveled up my tune to 26 pretty quickly. And then overpowered everything, I got up to 30 pretty quick. And actually, I'm about like 10% away from 31 on that character. So I have some slash plates, and I wasn't gonna do it. Do you want me to read them now, or do you want me to do it after? Because I only did my slash plaids because you did yours, and I never even thought of because I never even thought of having it down, and I don't know. So for my first tune, going from 1 to 23 and dying was 4 hours, 19 minutes, and 42 seconds. And the next tune, level 1 to 30, was 9 hours, 0 minutes, and 47 seconds. And I think actually some of that time, though, on the second tune was actually me researching XP on quests and figuring out which, like, if I were to go back to a zone, like an older zone, and with the level being so low, which ones do I need to target and how much XP will I get, right? And if I want to get that big bunch of XP, well, do I need to do a quest chain and how much is that XP in total? So I started to do a spreadsheet on it to see if it's worth it. Well, because I like the spreadsheets. So I started to do the spreadsheet, and then I was like, okay, no, you know what? I should log out. So I think the 9 hours is a little bit too high. I don't know by how much. I'd say about an hour or so. So it's probably closer to 8, but I don't know exactly. So
okay. So what zone did you end up hitting 30 in? Where did you go?
30 I hit at wetlands for sure. And by the time I reached Refuge Point, I was a smidge away from 31. And then I was thinking about going to Duskwood. And just as I was on the flight path to go there, I realized, oh, wait a second, there's the Legion Death Knight little thing in there, right? It's north of the town, north of Hargshire. And I don't think it's phased. I've heard people dying. So, and all of a sudden there's like a level 1, 10 there, and he comes after you and you're dead. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's just go back to Refuge Point. Log out where it's safe, and then let me go and research, because I didn't want to do something dumb like I did with the other character.
And you ran both of them as the human mages, not human, anything else, right?
Human frost mage. Frost mage, it's strong. It's very strong, and I'm definitely gonna keep playing this character as long as I can. It is on a different realm than all of my other irons, because I like to keep them all together. But I'm going to keep this one. So, and we'll see how far she can get.
Excellent.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Well done.
So,
very good.
So, tell us about your travels. Tell us.
Okay. All right. I did. Yeah, I think I was about 19 at the end of last week, which was kind of cool. And I was able to sit down and get a couple more levels in. So she's 24. It's just been very difficult having time to play, which has been the big thing. Real life has been very busy this week. So I didn't get as much play time in, and of course the patch dropped and everything. So it's kind of been a bit of a pain. Trying to do, but she's 24. She's in Hillsbrad. I finished most of Ghostlands and took her across to Silverpine, and then I couldn't really find anything in Silverpine, so I just went, "Oh, bugger it! I'm going to Hillsbrad." Mm. So I took her straight to Hillsbrad, and of course, I did the, you know, be a quest giver. Love that quest. That is the best quest.
Johnny,
so
awesome.
Much fun. Yeah, I just cracks me up every single time. I'm just like, can I just
hi
sit here?
Hi,
I just
hello. Sit here.
Can
hi.
You just like send?
I love that.
Like
guy.
Nothing. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. It's just you know, can you smell what the Loctar?
Yeah.
You know, it just cracks me up. So I just want to sit there, but as soon as, you know, as Johnny Awesome comes along and you finish, then you get kicked off the horse. And I'm like, I just want to sit there and just relish in being a quest giver, but you can't. So it was like, oh. And so then I went over to, you know, where the war, where Warden is, and did those quests and everything. So got through all of that. Probably should have been really maybe a level or two higher, but I did get through it all and hit 24, and then I headed
never died
down to down to, it didn't die. No,
right.
I went through all of that and I went down to South Shore, wow. picked up a couple of things there. And then I went to, mental blank. What's the
Taryn Mill or
Taryn?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so she's logged out in there at the moment, which is fine, but I wanted to, I took her over to Kalimdor. That's right, because she's a mage. And I went, you know what? I probably shouldn't be in Hillsbrad. It's probably a little bit, you know, maybe I should go over to Barons. So I thought, well, I'll use my teleport because, you know, I'm a mage and I've got it. So I teleported to Ogrimmar, which was good. I managed to get some level 23, I think it's level 23 gear. So I upgraded the gear and, you know, the clothes into the brown pants that she's wearing.
Pantsuit versus a...
the pantsuit.
Like it's so weird. You go from like a very magey robe to a pantsuit.
I don't know. Or like short, not short shorts, but they're like, you know, like short knee shorts kind of thing. It's like, oh, I want my robe back. So I picked up that and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to ride through the Northern Baron part. So I went up and I got the outpost flight path. I went up and got the, because I had a quest to start at the outpost, you know, just before you go into, words are hard. I told you, see, I can't think. Going into the Night Elf, that one.
Ashenvale? So you went to the Mocknar or the Mock, what is it, the Mock something?
I've only
something?
Played this game for 12 years.
Mocknar Ramparts or something?
Picked up the flight path for there and then I turned around and went all the way back to Crossroads and picked up the flight path for there. So I got a little bit of discovery XP, which was cool. It wasn't worth killing. There were some rares that popped up, but they weren't worth killing because they were too, you know, they were gray. So I was like, no, I'm not even stopping. I'll just keep, you know, just get a bit of discovery and pick up the flight paths. And what I might do is take her into, you know, start Ashenvale from that Morkshan outpost ramparts place. So because it's more sort of green yellow instead of being like flat out yellow. So I thought for the quest. So I thought, okay, you know, that's not too bad. So at the moment, she's sitting in Crossroads I haven't had a chance to, but I think I'll do that instead of going through Hillsbrad. So I thought about it. And I thought, well, I might check to see time played. And I am a very slow player, like slow leveler. I will fully admit that.
Why is that?
I'll be like, oh, I've got to check all the vendors out. What's over here? Okay. Oh, shiny. So
squirrel.
Pretty much, you know, I'll be, you know, maybe I'll just go back to Ogrimmar and see if there's stuff and then run around for an hour trying to find the damn stuff vendor because you forgot where it was. So my time played was 9 hours, 55 minutes for a level 24, which is definitely slow. I don't, you know, I do try and sit down and just go, okay, just go quest, but I do get a little bit sidetracked sometimes and I'm like, fine, I'll just go over here. Look, there's a, you know, I might pick up this recipe and I'll go put that on the auction house and see if I can make some gold, you know, for my tomb, which I did. I sold something for 138 gold when I logged in. So that was very exciting.
Awesome.
So I've got a little bit of gold that I can utilize on her, you know, as I level, which is always good, you know, just to have that buffer. Yeah. I hate having silver or like 2 gold. I kind of feel like I need like just that 100 gold buffer.
Sure.
It's just, you know, but you've got it. You've so got to earn it with your challenge tunes. And it's, I found it really hard on the Bloodthirsty to make gold. You know, you've got to pick something up that, and then you go and put it on the auction house and you're like, you don't have enough silver to put it on the auction house.
Oh,
and you're
no.
like, damn. Oh, damn. So, yeah. Yeah. So that's where I got with the mage, which is cool. And I must admit, I was pretty impressed with how the mage is going.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit skeptical at first because, you know, clothies certainly can be squishy, and I've always found the mage to be more squishy than my warlock, of course, because you know you don't have voidy or anything like that. And don't even talk to me about Ellie, because Ellie just stands there and goes, pew, pew.
Yeah, she does not.
Whereas voidy's like, ah, you know, like voidy's like full on, get into my face and I will beat you up. Whereas Ellie's like, pew. Oh, Pew, I'm just going to throw these little things at you. So I kind of feel like, you know, I just feel like the mage is more squishy, much more squishy. I hop on a warlock and I'm like, you know, bam, 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 bam. It's cool. But yeah, so I was surprised at how well she has been going. So, you know, so that's good. But I did manage to sit down on my little Bloodthirsty, and because I had started a hunter a couple weeks ago, and she's still killing mobs around Dolinar, so she's a night elf hunter. I don't know why I had not tried the hunter on Bloodthirsty. I'd done pallies, got the druid and all sorts of things, but I just thought I'd really give it a go with the hunter. So she was level 8, and I took her down to where the little lake is that's got all the orange elemental dudes that walk around. They're kind of about a level 8, level 9 around that little section, you know, where, and if you were questing, you have to go get the seedling staff, and there's that funny looking tree that you go click on that's like, here, I'll give you a quest. But of course, I'm Bloodthirsty, so I'm just killing and looting. And I got her to level 9. So that was kind of cool because it used a bit of the rested, and I was very excited about that. So she's getting close to level 10, which is good. Then I can register her. But it's just so frustrating. I've got all these little green things that I've picked up in my bag, and I'm like, I don't have enough money to put anything on the auction house.
Yep.
Like, so, and I mean, I could send it because, obviously, I'm on, you know, on my Oceanic server that I have my challenge tunes, and I have got a bank tune, but that's not the point. The point is I need to sell it on, you know, I need to sell it on my challenge tune so I can get my little bit of gold. So, you know, when I get higher, obviously, I can get more. I mean, I can't even get enough to get the damn white gear. I had to buy some pants and some gloves and I'm like, oh. I feel really bad
because I got so lucky with one of the green drops that I got, and I put it up on the auction house and I sold it for 650 gold, and I've been set ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
please.
How much are you getting money on the irons, though? And it's great because you're questing, they're giving you money. Plus you get green items, which you then vendor, and then you can pick up, you know, when you get a green item or blue item off the mobs, and you're like, sweet, now I've got enough money. But on the Bloodthirsty, and I mean, I don't know, Niecy, maybe this is, you know, Niecy can talk to her about this one day as to making, you know, I've not done any quests on this tune. No quests. Even when I logged into her in Night Elf starting, it was, nope, I'm not touching any single quest until I absolutely have to. Which is a bit of a bugger because Lunar Festival's just started. So it looks like there's going to be some irons I will need to sort out. But, it's just like, come on. I don't even want a gold. I just want, like, 70 silver And go, I forgot
go and look at the chat. Go and look at the chat. Go look at it right now.
Yes. Okay. All right. Eggs.
No. Eggs. From Nisi.
Nisi said small eggs sell pretty good.
At the bottom. At the bottom.
At the bottom. Yeah. Let's just say I have
last message.
20K.
20K.
Oh my lord! Wow. Yeah. But I don't think I've been killing anything that's giving me small legs at the moment, Nisi. I don't think I've had small legs. Maybe I just haven't got to, you know, I'm still very close to Dolinar. I haven't been killing, maybe I should be killing the owls. I haven't been killing the owls because the owls are yellow. I've only been killing red things. So maybe that's it. But
well, they would die faster, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yellow and red, you don't get that much more XP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually overall, I think you'd probably get more XP per hour, let's just say, by killing yellows than you would by killing reds.
Maybe.
Greens, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Dropped.
I'm just been vendoring everything, even the meat stuff, because not gonna sell. So I've just bended like as much as I can, but trying to keep the green and, you know, the bits and pieces that I know for transmog collectors will. It's just like I can't put them up there yet. So we'll have to see. But that's, you know, that's fine. It's her, she's a long-term project. It's not like to, you know, get a lot. It's just I putter on her, you know, putter slower than probably everything else. So we'll see. But it's enjoying. It's one of those, you're bloodthirsty. It's so good. You can log on to them. And with the hunter, you just go pew, pew, pew. It's just like killing and looting. It seriously is.
Yep.
So good. It relaxes my mind. It's a bit like fishing. I know some people are going to be like, what? But for me and how I play, fishing is like my zen thing, even with Legion and mobs and stuff. Fishing is still my zen thing. So I'm just like, okay, well, I can just kind of zen out with killing. Just, you know, slaughtering everything near Dolinar. I know it sounds terrible. we'll do that. But it's good. It's all good. So we will see how we go. It's been a good week.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And I did pick up something really, really nice on my main girl last night that I'm debating about selling or not.
Well, Nisi said that she got most. What? Okay, sorry. What was it that you got?
I got a rare purple sword down in Silithus.
Sell that. Sell it.
No. The conundrum is if I sell it, apparently it's worth about 190,000 I sell it. Yeah, going by what my stats are saying. However, I do not have it. Yeah. In my wardrobe.
Lisa, Lita.
You and me, honey, are the same person.
Is a thing that when I was saying to the boys last night in Vent, I'm like, damn, what do I do? There's part of me that wants to do it, and there's part of me that's like, equip. So I haven't done anything. I've left it in my bag. I'm just like, the 190K would be so nice, but I want it in my wardrobe. So, yeah. So anyway, that's a whole conundrum thing. Anyway, so we will talk about that Thursday night. I'll tell you what I end up doing if I've decided by then. But yeah, it's like, what do I do?
To be honest, if I were you, if I'm not hard up for the gold, I would get it to a character that could equip it and learn it. Right. Or collect the right? So
I'm not sending that to one of my lobies. I'm like, no, no.
No, no, no. I would be a collector first over over trying to make gold, right? So
yeah.
It's a lot of gold, but
it's you know, that would be the biggest thing that I would ever sell. And then again, if it sold, it would, it's just kind of like, it gets me closer to getting the spider mount. But anyway, that's all. Yeah, we'll have to see. So, all right. So we're going to change things up again. Yay. All right. So we're going to do site news.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we were going to do it later on, but then we kind of moved the host chat around, and I had already kind of told Marg that, you know, be ready for us to call you at like this time. And then but I didn't realize we were going to move the thing around. So because he's right now, it's about 1 a.m. for him. So, and I know Thule's here, and he's like 2 a.m. right now for him. So I don't know how they're up this late, but you know, I appreciate it.
I know. All right, awesome, guys. Thank you.
So I want to start off by we're gonna do the frozen contest results first. The site has been updated. That's what I was doing when you were chatting with Cinder. I wasn't ignoring you on purpose. I was like, because it didn't show the correct top 10. It showed the dead ones. And I was like, no, what's going on? So, you know, that's what I was doing. Before I bring him on, I want to say that the amount of legwork that Marg did was over and above what I expected. And I want to thank him very much without him being on, which is okay. Just, you know.
Thanks.
And a big thank you to him for pushing it with a whole bunch of people on Twitter and things like that. So I think this contest went very well, and I'm really looking forward to what we have next, because it's, from what we've talked a little bit, it's gonna be a doozy, I think. So here we go. Let's get him on. There we go. Hey, Marg.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, Marg. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. Cinder, there's Marg. Hello.
Marg, Cinder. Cinder, Marg.
Excellent.
Okay, do you want to... Okay, you want to say your piece? And I kind of wanted to like run over the top 10, but go from like 10 to 1. Like that kind of thing. Okay, cool. So do you want me to just to let you have the floor and you go for it?
Yeah, well, I was going to do a few contest stats before that.
So cool. Yep.
I wrote down a few things. So 86 characters were created over the 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Which I think that's great. I didn't expect that many to sign up. So, a live to dead ratio. At the very end, 30% of the characters that were created were alive. 70% were dead. So, that just shows. In my opinion, I think Mage is probably the hardest class to play at the moment, especially a non-Night Elf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blood Elf to Human ratio was 27% Blood Elf. 73% human. I think that's got more to do with, I think people like the Alliance route more than the Horde route.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And EU to US server ratio was 20% EU, 80% US.
Wow.
So, really? Come on, EU, you got to pick it up. Yeah. So level ratios, 40% got to 30 and above. 20% got to 40 and above, 13% got to 50 and above, 7% got to 60 and above, 3% got to 70 above, and 1% got to got to 80 and above.
Wow.
So, yeah, well done to them.
Wow.
I just want to do a few special mentions for a couple of people that are involved. These are people that I interact with on Twitter, on the forums. Two Frog, who's Sarah Jane Davis on Twitter. Great try. She usually plays a hunter. So getting to 47 on her first try on a mage, which she probably doesn't usually play, I think is worth mentioning. Crystal Paul, who was the character Fake, two great tries, 45 and 58. That's quite respectable.
Nice. Wow.
And the one and only Rogue Slayer, who I think should get the Iron Spirit Award, coming back again and again and again, four times in all.
Did she? Wow.
Yeah. Highest at 34, and she ended up coming sixth in the competition. So, well done.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
So, a few honourable mentions to the people died. Aubryn, who got to 73 in the end and died. And that was their first time playing through Burning Crusade.
Really?
So, all the way through Burning Crusade on a mage. So, that's worth mentioning. And Brittle. Now, Brittle. On Brittle Ola, Brittle Oops, and Dino Brittle. Leveled to a total of 172, which I think is quite good over a 2-week period. And of course, No Exploits, who's Lysan, got to 89, and that's very respectable.
89 in 2 weeks. 89.
Yeah, 89.
Wow.
Yeah. So into the top 10. At 10, we've got Marth Vader. He got to 25. At 9, who's this? Elstone. Elstone got to 30.
That's me.
Number
I
9.
I broke
the top 10. I broke the top 10.
Me too. Wow.
Imagine that.
At 8, we've got Ionessa, who got to 32. At 7, we got Ferris Snow, who got to 32. We've got at number 6, we've got Frosty Final, who's Rogue Slayer, got to 34. At 5, we've got Not Quite Elsa. At 34. At 4, we got Frostissa at 35. At 3, we got Fingerstrike, who got to 58. And second prize goes to Ironcloud, who got to 61. And first place goes to Zaya, who got to 65.
Good job.
He comes second in the last contest, so he did one better.
Well done, Zaya.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the top 10.
So there's been a little questions about how, you know, we're going to do the prizes and all that kind of stuff. And I think what we're going to do is that if you've won first place, you would not be allowed to win any of the prizes for the next one, but if you're coming second, then you could win a prize because you did not get the top prize. So for the next time around, Zaya would not be allowed to win the prize. However, he could still play, absolutely. Yeah. And then we'll put a little crown beside him so that folks know that they don't have to worry about trying to catch him in order to earn a prize. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
We talk about the next contest?
Well, actually, I was just going to say one thing. Just Roaster actually brought this up, and I did want to make a mention of this. Well, there's two things, actually. One is, Listen said that he died due to a net problem.
Yeah.
Like, those hurt, and you have zero control over them, right? And it's like, like, holy crud. So I really feel... If I were to lose a tune like that, I think I'd have another break of not playing any tunes for a while, you know?
Especially
so,
at high levels like that.
Absolutely. I mean 89 is...
Lost his 103 Paladin for as well.
Oh, my God. So, Brittle accidentally clicked a health potion to flag himself, and it was because the quest item didn't show up on the side, so he had to go inside the bag, and he accidentally clicked on the health potion and not the quest item, and
heartbreaking.
Yeah, this all happened in the past day. Yeah, well.
And I think Roaster was saying in the Riddle disqualified himself in the last 3 hours, because I know that when I woke up this morning he was number one, right? And I was like, wow, because I didn't expect Liz San to die, and then. And then I was like, okay, so number one and two were going to be Zaya, and I thought Aubryn, but then Aubryn died, and then I think Brittle flagged himself, and I'm like, what is going on? So as we said before, keep playing,
yeah,
because you never know what will happen. You never know, and I feel horrible for the people that got so high, but you know, because you got flagged, or died to XYZ reasons, but you know, but still, I don't think that should take away from the amount of work that the number 1, 2, 3 did, because Zaya was level 665, Ironclad was 61, and Fingerstrike is only 3 levels back at 58. I thought maybe it was like. Yeah, I mean, Zaya did say, yeah, it feels like a little bit winning by default, but that
still got there.
You still got there, and still, I mean, you
still
could
persevered together.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and I can't even think of 65 in 2 weeks on an iron.
Yeah,
like seriously, I think these guys
on a mage.
Need to give us on a mage. I know.
Not
you
a night
need
elf.
To like give me lessons, because you're leveling machines. Like, mazes me.
I mean, my mage is 86, and I'm a night elf. And the amount of times I've pressed shadow meld, I couldn't even imagine not having that, and getting to 89 or however far they got without shadow meld. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. Awesome. So what's what do you? Are you going to give us?
The next contest. I just wanted to explain something that's happened.
Okay.
So, good news and bad news. Bad news is, I did say last time that the next contest was going to be a bloodthirsty contest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not now. But the good news is the reason why, and that's because we're going from 3 contests a year to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So the original time for the bloodthirsty contest was going to be around July. But we're fitting in another contest in between, so there's going to be a contest in April. So the bloodthirsty still happening, and it's still happening the same time as it was, but we're just putting in a contest in the middle of it. That contest will be an iron contest again. And, I mean, we started off hard. We started off with Mage. So we're going to rein it in a little bit and get to summit a little bit easier. So we don't have this 70% death rate. So, yeah, let's bring it down a notch.
I didn't die. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Hey, so there it goes. Rolls the eyes.
We'll just bring it down a notch. So the next contest will be in April, and it will be an iron contest. More details. Coming soon.
Yeah, and I mean, the only thing I want to say is that we couldn't move the bloodthirsty one up to April because it kind of fits with what's happening in July.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the theme.
Yes,
the
theme of it fits. So.
Exciting stuff will be happening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everyone that took part.
Yeah.
Thank you for organizing Margot's. You know, I wouldn't have even thought about Mage. So well done. Thank you for that. It's certainly been a good little challenge.
Yeah, it's been cool to watch. It's been cool to watch. Not actually take part, but just watch it happen.
And before you ask me, I swear I will put up a contest winners page.
Yeah, a wall of honor.
Yeah, and I'm going to be splitting out the contests so that they're not all on just on one big page, right? So... there's a lot of stuff I want to do with the site, which I'll get into after in a bit. So, but thank you so much for all your work on this. And honestly,
it's a pleasure doing it.
I like
watching
over and above what we expected. And I'm really looking forward to what's coming next, because we've talked,
like I said, it's
gonna be funny
it's still
and
a
fun.
Good year in WoW Challenges. So let's make it a good year.
Awesome. Thanks, Mog.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna are we good? I think we're good. Okay. Oh, actually, okay. So for prizes, I will reach out to you by email, and I will figure stuff out. And so first place won either a $25 card at Blizzard or Steam, and the second place won a pet from Marg. I think the person is not EU, so I'll worry about that, and Marg will talk after. Cool.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'll reach out to you tonight before I go to bed. I will send out emails for sure. It's on my first thing to do after I get the podcast out. Cool? Cool.
Cool.
Because if I don't get that podcast out, Lita's going to be like...
Rah, 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 rah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark, sure. Thanks. Mark, thanks again. We're going to carry on... and looking forward to seeing what you got next. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Excellent. All right. Well, that's very exciting. Thank you, everyone, for participating and taking part. Zaya, congratulations, because again, that is amazing. Commiserations, obviously, to those that we lost. It's been a lot of fun. I'm excited for the next one. Oh, I can't wait.
It's exciting. Gonna be funny. I find it funny, but it will be fun. I kind of want to do it now, but you know, I want a little bit of time to.
Not now.
Because we can't do it.
Not yet.
I'm hoping that ratings calmed down a little bit by the time April comes around and I can actually take part, because the Frozen one sounded so cool. It sounded like so much fun. I'm like, oh, I'd be so bad at that, but it'd be awesome.
It was good.
They're a great idea. They're really good.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, you know, Lisanne got to 89 in two weeks? Did he sleep? We need to talk to him about that, because I just don't understand. 89 in 2 weeks, that, you know, that just blows it's my incredible. Mind. So so commiserations to Brittle and to Lisanne. That's but well, John, everyone, that's the stats was good. Thanks, Mark, for those two.
It was.
I do like my stats. That's very interesting. All right, so we're going to talk about our next thing that we're going to talk about is pacifist proximity killing.
Okay. So, you know how we,
Stone.
Yeah, we changed it to so that, because before, if you get one kill, but no killing blows, if you're even beside another mob, you will get credit for the kill, even though you never even touched the thing, and you'll get the one kill, and you'll get red flagged, right? And we had one character, just to remind folks, we had one character that got that proximity kill about 45 minutes before hitting max level. So that kind of sucked, and we decided, you know, after a long period of time, we finally changed it so that you get a 3-strike rule. So it's just, we're throwing it out there. I've been thinking about just completely wiping it out and not having a 3-strike rule at all. Basically, you could have 25 kills because you're beside something, but as long as you don't have the killing blow, you would still be green flagged. Damage done is not an option, because again, damage done does get accrued through other valid, perfectly fine quests, like blowing up bins and all that stuff, right? So it's not an option. The way that I view it is not trying to make it easier. It's just we're adjusting the challenge to changes that are happening in WoW. So similar to how the Iron Man, now you can choose a spec, Azzy. You are allowed to pick a spec, where we've changed the rules to say, yes, you're allowed to pick specs now. This is the same deal, where these kills, you're not even trying to kill, right? Inherently, I can kind of see it being used a little bit too much, so maybe wiping it out is maybe not a good idea, even though I had it here where if you had kills but no killing blows, you'd be green flagged, and if you had kills with one or more killing blows, you'd be yellow flagged, and if you had killing blows that were equal to or greater than your kills, then you'd be red flagged. But now I'm thinking, well, maybe because you could potentially have somebody with you, and you could walk around, and you're in the same group, and even though they're killing stuff, you might get credit for the kills, but you won't get the killing blow, and you'll get XP. So maybe wiping it out is not such a good idea. I think kind of three is... I think three is a little bit tight, but I was thinking about bumping it higher than maybe, but...
Okay.
But considering what we're going to talk about next, well, not next, but afterwards, is maybe we don't need to, right? There was somebody that at level 29 got red flagged, and they have three kills. Oh. They have three kills at level 29, but they don't have any killing blows, and so they weren't sure if they should delete the character, and I'm like, well, don't, because I want to talk about this first, because, you know, if you delete the character, I mean, sure, it won't take as long to get up to 29 as you would to, like, let's say 105 or something, but, you know, why throw that away, right? So when we could potentially even now raise it. So what would you think if we bumped it up to, maybe like 5. I was even going to go as high as 10, but... like maybe 5, and then Rogster in chat is saying, baby steps, just bump the count a bit. But overall, what would be that max? Like what would feel okay without feeling like somebody took advantage of it? Right? Do you say 10? Max? Right? Yeah. Or,
well, I was actually thinking 10, just as
like 10, and that's Stur it.
Said, yeah, because I mean, you could say, well, okay, if you allowed one for each level, however, you don't allow for 1 to 10, so from 10 to 110, that's you allow kills. One for each level.
That's 100 kills.
You know, that's not 10.
Oh, you mean one for each 10 levels?
One for each 10 levels.
Right. So then there's 10.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, I mean, that's still, it's still pretty tight.
Yeah.
But,
So if you, anyway. You know, if your opinion, let me know. I'm not making the change anytime. Like, and I'm not like in a rush to make the change, but. I did say that we talk about it. I would like to make it sooner than later. I'd not like to string people along. I think at the most 2 weeks, at the most, but at least have a week to talk about it. If folks have an opinion on it, I'd like to know. Especially okay. and if you have played in the Pacifist, I would very much like to hear your opinion. So, well, yeah, and you know what? Saya does bring up a good point, is that Bloodthirsties have 150 quests, even if you're not a Pandaren, Worgen, or Goblin. So you could potentially say that you get a kill per level as a pacifist without any killing blows. Again, it would be, we'd still check killing blows, right? So if you happen to actually kill something, you would then be yellow flagged, and you can make that decision if you want to carry on with the tune, because I know some folks are like, well, a yellow to them means red, but I mean, it's still pretty good. I mean, it's still pretty good. So, but that's actually interesting. Right. Is the 150? Okay.
So site redesign.
Okay. So we were thinking that the new site was going to be coming around January. So we're not out of the month. I'm not 100% sure when the design is coming from Thule's donation to us. So basically, if you guys don't know, if this is the first time listening, Mr. Thule spent a lot of money and got a whole bunch of stuff, but then donated the big thing that I wanted to get, but I couldn't afford it, to us to get a site redesigned by Battle Panda, who designs very, very good websites. He did design the Open Raid site, if you guys remember that. And we think it was coming around January, but I actually don't know when it's going to come. But I think I'm kind of feeling a bit of a pinch, because right now we have four things I want to keep up on the main page, and our site is absolutely not designed to keep things in a good spot where people can see them. It's like one big thing and then another big thing and another one. So basically, we have a new something we're going to talk about after. And there's a lunar and Call of the Scarab days. There's the Frozen Winter, and then we always put up our latest podcast. So we have four things I'd need to have up, but I usually only print three, and it's not just boxes, it's just like it's the whole thing, right? So over the next week or so, I might mess around with it, and if you guys see stuff that doesn't look right, don't worry, because it's me screwing around, and it's okay. I would say that if I say, okay, I'm done, and then you guys see something, then let me know. I'm just worried that I'm gonna break something and everyone's gonna freak out. I think I'm gonna try and put something up on the top saying, yes, I'm messing around. It's okay. And
Yeah, you might need to.
well, one thing I didn't want to do, I was gonna do this last week, but then I thought, well, we're right in the middle of the Frozen thing, right? And I didn't want to freak people out. So I think now that we're done the contest, it's probably a good time. So,
Okay. Sounds good.
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Exciting. All right. Well, we will now do the state of the challenges. So, Stone.
Okay, Tin Man. I didn't add the code to go check the differences between last week and this week. So last week we added the Tin Man. We have 11 people on the list, which, I'm not expecting it to be this big giant thing. It's just a thing to give it a go. If you think you want to try iron, try this first if you're not sure. It's a little bit easier. There's I think you're allowed buffs and talents and deaths, but we track your deaths, so we show how many deaths you have. So but because we didn't add it to the code, it didn't come up in my report. But I just want to take the top five on the list, which number five is Smash at level 23, Life Slok, hits level 23, and Sane Cat Lady is level 25 but has one death. Siouxsie hits level 40, and Fake is level 58 with one death. So what's the Tin Man? If you go on the website, you'll see a little drop down for Tin Man, and you'll see it's just a very small challenge. It's basically like Iron Man, but we modified the rules a little bit. And Bob, it's Bob's birthday, and he's biting my toe.
It is Bob's birthday. Happy birthday,
Yes.
Bob.
Bob's not a small cat anymore, so he's really giving her too. Good thing I have socks. Ow! Jeez, cat. Okay, so Iron Man, the top 10. We have Aubryn, dies at level 73, and that was a contest character. As the Iron hits level 76, but I thought I saw in chat that he died at 77 or 79 or something. So, geek,
What?
yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, yes,
Oh
and
yeah,
yeah,
but
and his birthday was yesterday. Happy
it was.
birthday. I
Yeah,
know.
happy birthday.
I
Happy
know how
birthday.
old you are, and he's not an old man. Come on.
He's 21 plus change.
Yes. Geekster, and actually, happy birthday, and we have you and your family in our thoughts. So hopefully everything will
Indeed.
work out. So Stir says yes, as he died to an elder near the Horde camp. Awesome. The elders.
Oh no, Razzie, sorry.
Geekster hits level 77. Dino
Nice.
Brittle is at level 83 but got red flagged, and that was a contest character again because of the health potion, accidental
No.
click. Marg Blink hits level 86. Marg Odin hits level 87. 8 hits level 88.
Wow! Nice.
Nice.
That's cool. No exploits, which is Lissand dies at level 89. D-Dreven W hits level 96. And D-Dreven S hits level 104. I think there's a cat around here somewhere.
Well,
okay. Well, so well done, and sorry about some of the deaths and flagging.
Yes.
Cinder, do you want to do the bloodthirsties?
The bloods. Okay, I apologize to anyone whose name I completely trash right now.
That's okay.
So Bloodleer is at 26. Blood Rage is at 26 as well. Ishanvi is 27. Genetics is 27. Soul Shield at 29. Conjured Soul at 31, as is Clemens, who's at 31 too. Too Thirsty is at 70, Soul Bond at 80, Soul Bound rather at 80, and Never Died Blood is at 107. Oh my goodness. That's so close. I'd be devastated. Wow. I'd be devastated. Keep going, guys.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Listen, they are absolutely doing so fantastic. Yes. Well done, everyone. We didn't lose any bloods this week.
Yeah,
well
and
done.
I think Nisi has 3 characters in there this week and not 8. What's up with that?
Go Nisi. Well, that means more people are playing Bloodthirsties.
Yes.
Yay! Grats. Mm-hmm. Grats all you bloods. Alright, I'm gonna take the pacifist. So, Certifiable. That's a good name. It's 22. Plowster is 24, and Parihaka, okay, is hit level 24 as well. 24 and 24, nice. Zira hit 30, but got red flagged because of proximity kills. Oh, okay. Harmless hit 38.
So this is the character that got the 3 kills already at 30. And I kind of feel like that's so quick. That's so quick. Anyway, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this, and maybe we might bump that up. It feels so quick.
Okay. Well, we'll see, but yeah. All right. So, Organ Grinder hit 43. Snuffle Dips!
Oh my god, that's the best
53.
Name.
I have to think about how to pronounce that every time I see it.
Snuffle Tips. Snuffle Tips.
Flower Child hit 56. Serenella hit 82. And? Are we doing a drum roll? Thank you. Alright, let's see. Let's see if I get this. Alright. Gola Yapravda! I can't roll my heart. Anyway, Naked Truth for the translation. Hit 110. 0 killing blows, 2
kills.
Proximity kills.
Yep.
2
yep.
kills.
Yep.
What have you got? Level 10, he was October 31st, 2016.
Yep.
At 12:43 p.m. Pacific time, and he hit level 110 on January 21st, 2017, at 12:51 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
82 days, 17 minutes, 25 seconds played. Oh my gosh.
It's awesome job.
Whoa. Absolutely. That is amazing.
Well done.
This is
well
our done. First our first Legion pacifist.
Yep.
Yep.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
And it's just a thought, you know, that he wouldn't have been able to do it without us having that rule in, right? I mean, because those kills are, it's just, those kills drive me nuts. Because you're not, I mean, for a real person that's not trying to take advantage of it, you're getting disqualified. Oh, hold on a second. My audio. You're basically getting basically getting disqualified because of something you didn't do.
Yeah.
It's out of your control. I mean, and this is not a bug. This is not a, you know, you got kicked off. So for, and actually, so I don't want to take anything away from him, because getting up to 110 is awesome, because I think he got his, he had his one kill at 102 or something like that. And he got another one at 104. And I was thinking, oh, wow. No. Yeah, and I was thinking, oh, no, this guy's going to get nailed, right, with the three. But he didn't, thank goodness. And, you know, and he's, you know, done really well. Really, really well. Oh, so, grats to him. And his name in the forums is Hima. Not sure how you pronounce it. It's H-I-M-A. We have a poster saying grats to him, because he's our first one for this expansion, which is awesome.
Nice. It is. Absolutely. All right. Well, congratulations to all our challenge toons who did well this week. Commiserations to everyone that we lost or that got flagged through, you know, whatever the reasons are. So well done, guys, though. That is awesome. And Nisi, we know that you're doing the video. It's okay. It's okay. You're still busy. Soulbound's going well. Hit level 80. Good on you, girl. So that is awesome. All right. It's that time to play the bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Yay.
I love that so much.
It is. Rogue Slayer is so awesome for doing that. All right. It is the time. So some world events have just landed, which is awesome. One of my favorite things is world events. So Lunar Festival has kicked in now. It didn't kick in when I was on playing last night, but it has now. So Lunar Festival, what have we got, Stone?
It's running January 24th to February 4th. I think last week I said February the 2nd, but it's going to the 4th. And honestly, it's tons of easy XP where you go and honor your elders, and Bloodthirsties kind of get the shaft again. But you could go spend your quests. Irons and Pacifists. So it's only for Irons and Pacifists. But you know, if you were Bloodthirsty and you want to spend your XP, spend your quests on that, well, I guess you could. I mean, if you were close to it. But
there's
toys. Yeah, there's new toys in there. And actually, that's one of the things is that, you know, you can use toys on your irons now. So if you go around these ones won't help you at all. They're just real toys that they don't do anything. But if you don't want to use them on that tune, you can still turn them in and collect more toys, right? So it's 60, in total, it's 60 coins, right?
Oh, is that all? Wow. Yeah, it's that's all right.
25, 25, and a 10. So,
okay. Yeah. I haven't even looked, so I know that I will definitely be doing that to get the toys anyway.
Saya makes a good point here. A few elders can spawn guards in the other faction towns. I did notice that. I used to, like, on my level 101 character, I went around just to try to get some extra XP. I kind of flew. Yep. So what I used to do is that I would be about 4 feet off of the ground, and I could turn in the quest and fly away. And because I wasn't actually on the ground, the guards wouldn't come after me. This time, even though as soon as I go near that dude, I'm flagged, and it's like, okay, turn that in and run. So if you're doing it on, I don't think I would do it on opposing faction ones at all. I would not even try. It doesn't matter if you are really, really high level or not, because the guards that are going to spawn are very likely going to be high level too, or match your level, or even be like 110, right? Because if you go to Brill and your alliance, I think the guards that spawn are 110s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Okay.
Sean says he thinks it's three level 25s. I don't know. I can't. Okay. Oh, 325s?
The toys?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to see. But still, I mean, it is free, basically free XP for your irons and your pacifists. So why not give it a go?
This is a time to level up now. Yeah. Give it a go now. Exactly.
2 weeks. 2 weeks? Yeah. 24
2 weeks.
So basically two
more.
Nearly
less.
2 weeks.
Almost.
Yeah.
Close enough.
All right. And the other one, which is the one of the new, what do we call it? New micro
holidays.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Call of the Scarab, which started last night for me, which is, it's interesting.
Cinder, you said you were playing in it a little bit?
Yeah, I just did a little bit. I flew over to Silithus. So if anyone is like, oh, how do I start this? You just fly into Silithus and then the quests will pop up for you when you get there. So it's easy to get started with, but there weren't a lot of people around. It was quite late when I went there. It was like well after midnight. So I imagine it would be better when there's more people around.
Yeah. But I mean, it gives you a couple world quests. So obviously 110 for those.
Yes.
And one of them is a raid.
Actually, no, hold boss. On. No, it wasn't 110. I was in there on my 101.
Some areas are 110, though.
Yeah, yes.
Unless that's because I was 110, though.
I think it's because you're 110. So the Twilight cultists in those little zones will scale, and what that means is it will match your... It will be one level lower than you unless you are halfway or more towards your next level. So if you're at like 101.6, the mobs that you fight will be 101. If you were at 101.3, the mobs that you fight would be level one, dread. So you should still be careful, because I mean, yes, I know it's a little bit easier to kill things now all that we have specs, but when you still got three or four Legion tunes that are at level, you need to watch out, because I think they are also respawning pretty quick because everybody's in there. So
yeah. I would not take an iron to Call of the Scarab personally.
No.
After doing what I did last night on my normal girl and running around and doing this stuff that I needed to just to finish off the world quest, there is no way I would take an iron. It is far too dangerous.
Well,
I did most of the stuff by myself. It was okay. But the world bossy type dude, I had to join to complete that. But yeah, the rest of the stuff, I wouldn't even go there just to grind through mobs to get XP, because they hit hard. Like if you're not geared, they're going to hit hard. So I'd be very, very careful.
Zaya is saying that looks like you have to be level 60 in order to get the call, in order to have the Call of the Scarab quest.
Yeah.
So,
but still, the concept is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Horde. I mean, it runs this whole weekend for the Alliance for now, although I'm what's the term? Bifactional.
You're bi.
Yeah, I'm bi. Yeah, it's okay. I swing both ways. It's okay. So there are some quests that will PvP flag you. Be careful. I mean, this only runs until January 24th. However, if you want to go for it, the food quests, the food turning quests, you can do them over and over again. However, please keep in mind, you can buy the food off the auction house. Yes. However, you can only use the gold that you've earned on your character. So don't send yourself food. Don't send yourself gold to go buy it. That's not allowed. It's not.
But I mean, the only thing the turn-in's gonna do is it is not giving you anything other than your faction.
No, it's giving you XP.
Commendations.
It gives you XP.
So
it gives you XP
for the turn-in as well.
Yes.
Wow. How much?
It ranges.
Might not be worth it.
To be honest,
a long run.
It is a long run. If you've got flying, you're fine, right? And I mean, you can just fly in and over, right? I don't personally
fly low, stone. Fly low.
Yeah, right. Well, there's no thanks. That's anyways. You get me all frazzled now. I don't even know where I was. Anyways, I wouldn't do it, but if you want to, you're free to do so, I guess.
Yeah.
I think at level 100 and like Legion meat, you can get 15k XP per turn in. So if you can get a whole bunch of lean shanks, I think you get I think you have to turn in 20 lean shanks and you get 15k XP.
Wow.
So, you know,
I would not waste my lean shanks personally.
Right. Right. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there's two things people can do if they want to, you know, give it a go. But Lunar Festival,
I would stick to Lunar.
Would definitely be the best way to go. So it should be the easiest, but like you said, be very careful, people. So good luck with all of that. All right. So let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything. Questions about challenges, share your tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all those good things. So, Cinder, can I get you to read the one that we got from Facebook, please?
Of course I can, because this is a very good question that, you know, I wouldn't mind asking myself. So, a question about the Iron Man challenge. If you do succeed and get to level 110 green flagged, if I decided to play as a regular character after that, would the win be nulled and counted as a loss?
Yes and no, or no and then yes. So when you hit 110, we basically don't look at your toon anymore, and you're basically, for us, you are, we more or less take a snapshot of where you are, and you're always going to be green flagged until the next expansion comes out and the level cap goes up. So when the level cap goes up, then all characters are then, we now look at everybody, and if you happen to do something on that 110, and if, or even if you died or something, then now it will come into effect. So if you drank a potion, or if you did something that, you know, if you joined a raid or something, then we would red flag you. And so it's like, no, like, you'll be green flagged, but then you won't be, right? So
yeah,
you will still remain in the victory group at level 110. It's just that when people go look up your character now, it will show you as being red flagged.
Which is, I mean, it's a valid, absolutely valid, that people want to, you know, or might have limited room on their account or things like that. So however, I think for most of us, when we make a challenge tune, they just stay as a challenge. Like I couldn't think of anything of making my way to 110 and then changing it to a normal tune to see the stats go to red flagged. I'd just be like, no, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, I guess it's like anything that's a personal thing, what you want to do, but just be very mindful if you're going to take it, you know, take it beyond 110.
I actually have a post from Facebook that I want to read that we didn't add into the notes. So I was like, no, I thought there was a different one. Okay, so from Clayton on Facebook, I am confused about a rule in the Iron Man challenge. I am not allowed to use any talents, but can I choose a spec? And I was thinking, every time somebody asks me, I always think, Azzy got them to ask me. Now that's in my head. Now that's how I think. It's like, oh, Azzy sent them, right? So I said, yes, you can. Basically change the rules. Specs are forced on us and talents are still not allowed. There is a follow-up question that I thought was good to read on the air too. Is what about the artifact weapons at 100? And I said, absolutely not. They are not allowed, because that's just over the top. Over the top, yo. So, yeah.
All right.
Can I ask a stupid question?
There are no stupid questions.
So, because I had it happen, because I logged onto my Iontune for the first time, and I had the spec set and everything, and she was Beastmaster, and of course my pet can have a spec as well.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Yes. You can change your pets because pets are actually forced into a spec anyway, so it's treated same way.
Yeah, I changed it, and then I went, oh, what if that's not allowed? Then I'm like, oh, I'm not so high that it wouldn't be the end of the world if I lost it. But yeah, okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
No, you're okay. Was that the question that Azzy was trying to bug you to ask?
No, I don't know what question he's bugging me to ask you about.
It's probably about...
There is only one question.
There's only one question then, yeah. That's
there is okay. only one question. Can we change specs?
I don't know.
That's the question. Yeah, we're not sure, Azzy, sorry.
Not sure.
All right. I think it's wrap-up time.
It is? Oh, man.
It is.
Well, Sean says, I think the very first question I ever asked him was, could I change pet specs? Stir says, I flew into Silithus for the Call of the Scarabs, and even with Druid Flight, I was nervous the whole time and bugged out after. I wouldn't risk an iron, and it's not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's,
I'd just be terrified of getting flagged for PvP, just
absolutely
being too close to it.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you only get flagged for PvP when you click on that Silithus
dust.
I'm a very paranoid person, and I'm like, something's going to happen, and all of a sudden everyone's just going to hit me, and I die, and it'll be bad.
Yeah.
It's just me. I know it's just me, don't worry.
I
don't like
PvP. You have to be paranoid down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wouldn't, As a challenge turn, no. Like, it's... when we always talk about doing something silly, to me, going to do this event would be the doing
absolutely.
Something silly.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, someone would obviously want to, test it out. And I'm sure there's going to be those that will be like, yep, we're going down. We're going to test it. But to do it on my turn, I would just be thinking, nope, not going to happen. So,
Okay, so next show, yeah. Okay, next show, Saturday, January is the, yes, okay. How about we go back from the beginning? This is, it's really cool that we don't edit the show, I don't edit. I just chop out the beginning and chop out the like the end of
editing.
The post show.
What?
Eh. And then the rest, and that's it. It's awesome. That's how come I can do it so quick. And yes, that's what she said. So Saturday, or next show is Saturday, January the 28th. Wah. That's okay. Anyways, at 7 p.m. Eastern, vroom, vroom. And that will be... That's okay. That's okay. And Sunday, January the 29th, 10 a.m. Lita time, which is 11 a.m. for the rest of Australian Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time, whatever it is. And 1 a.m. Central European time, so that's Thule. Good lord. And next week we'll be joined by Shoro. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
And Cinder, thank you for putting up with me. And
at all. It's been such a lovely morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Oh. I appreciate it. I was very anytime. I was like, my God, we're gonna get Cinder on.
I know, it's so exciting.
And then I'm like, don't screw up, man. Don't screw up.
Don't screw up. Screw up. Nah, so good.
I even remembered to update the Twitch next show thing.
I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's me.
I did it.
Oh my gosh.
I did it.
It was really cool.
The last few weeks I've been very bad.
He has. He's been slack.
I feel honored. Thank you.
Well done. All right. Well, Cinder, can you tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in touch with you, please?
The best place is on Twitter. You can find me at Cinder_tweets. And all of the links to all of my other things are all on there. So rather than rattling for 20 minutes, just check me out on Twitter. and or my blog, cindersays.net. Google. Everything's on there.
Google Cinder, that will pretty much leave. Google Cinder, well, I don't need to do that, but yes, there's many places to find you. So thank you, and we will have I'll put the links up on the webpage with this show, so it's not a problem. So thank you so much. And then where you can find the show, our show, which is wowchallenges.com, so don't forget to go and check that out. You can send us emails, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have a Twitter. We are on the tweets, which is @wowchallenges. And we have a Discord server. So don't forget, our Discord server has some chat channels and it has some voice channels. So, you know, if you want to jump in there, have a chat with other Challenge Tune people, that's what it's there for. So, you know, please utilize it. The link Stone is going to put in the... Thank you. Just in case if you haven't got it, but there is a link up on the website as well. Yeah. Don't forget, we have got a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out all the videos that Stone does on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And remember, come catch us live every week. We are on Twitch at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Yep. Stone.
Yeah. So before I say my part, I just want to point out that on the video feed, you're going to see the picture down there. That's myself with Artemis Howell, who does a lot of the PR stuff for Heroes of the Storm group. When I got to meet her, I was like, oh my God. And in the background, you can see Tiber, which you might know, and Gizmozord. And hanging around is Lita. So the only reason why I have this photo out is Lita Koala is in the photo. So next week, I think we're going to go back to Lita being drunk and wasted and stuff.
Thanks. You've got me hanging by my neck.
Yeah.
It
kept my hands free because you see, in one hand I had my drink, and the other hand was in back of her for the shot, right? And so how you know, that's the only way I can do it.
Hey, look, if I was standing next to Artemis Howell and you were a stuffed moose on my chest, I totally would be you.
Out of context quotes there, Lita, for sure. If you were a moose on my chest. Sorry.
Well, I was trying to think what Stone would be, what tough toy Stone would send me. And it'd probably be a moose, wouldn't it? It'd have to be a moose. I think we've lost him. Oh, okay. So anyway, you can find Stone on Twitter. Don't forget, he's not. You're breathing. I think he's trying to breathe. So Twitter for Stone is @stonegrass. That is StoneGrasp. Don't forget, Stone also does another show with me. Yay, Stone. Go, Stone.
Yeah.
Which is you crying?
Oh, I'm crying a little bit. Just a little bit. There's no crying in Warcraft.
There's no crying.
There's no crying in podcasting.
Yeah.
That's why I keep us around.
Adventures in Azeroth, where we have a lot of fun as well. So yeah. Do you want to say thank you to our Patreons? Again.
Thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon. For anybody that's a new person, thank you very much. We will be adding your name at the beginning of next month when Patreon does their magical stuff. That's how we usually do it. Once a month we update the page. Any little bit helps, $1 or $2. It's great. It helps to pay for the server because it's $220 American. And that works out to about the last time that I got billed was $310 Canadian. Yay, exchange rates! But Yay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so, we do appreciate it. Thank you, helps everyone who supports the show. Not only to the patrons, but, you know, chat room for turning up and just, you know, chatting away. I know you guys are all laughing at me. Thank you. And also for everyone who supports the show on Twitter and social media. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. All right, where you can find me, I am on the tweets, which is at Leta Wow. That is LeetaWow. Don't forget, I do some other shows, which, as I said, Adventures in Azeroth. Stone and I go live Thursday nights now, which is exciting. We do 2 live shows a week. Oh my gosh, which is awesome. Behind the Avatar came back yesterday, which is kicked off the year. Mama Natrix is who I got to chat with, and she is awesome as well. Had such a lovely chat. And of course, I do Geektopia with Ben and Steve, which will be back. It's real life is just kicking our butts to find time with the boys because time zones. Yay! Anyway, it will be back. So thanks for all that. Big thanks to Mark Conan. As always, that intro is rocking. We love it. And it's the best intro. It is, isn't it?
It's so good. Yeah.
It's so good. So don't forget, check out Mark Conan. He is at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. And he is also a co-host with Jules of Torrent Think Tank if you want to find him. Other than that, I think that is a show. So thank you, chat room. Thanks, everyone. It was good fun. Thank you, Cinder.
Thank you, Cinder.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much. Okay. I gotta play the outro now. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.